Hi guys, it's Kara, host of Everyone's Business But Mine. And let's be real, one thing that makes the show possible is by selling sponsorships to advertisers. One way you can support us in getting more sponsors is by telling us a little bit more about yourself. You can do that by filling out a quick survey at the link in the show description. Plus, your answers are anonymous. They'll help us learn what you love most about the show and how to make it even better. The questions will ask you about the things that help advertisers understand the audience. It'll only take a few minutes, and it's an easy way to help the show. So you can find the link in the show description. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Man has never offered me a sincere apology since the day
I met him.
You
deserve that.
And he's been awful to me. He interfered in my marriage.
He made everyone think I was a monster.
My own ex-husband, I think. And the fact that anyone is having trouble getting over this trash bag of a human, it's fathomless. Because like, this person is... they're a demon.
Hello, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry. We're talking Vanderpump Rules today. And join with me to talk about this week's episode. You know her, you love her. New mother once again. Hi, Chai.
Hey.
You're back from a... I got you back from maternity leave. How are you doing?
I literally had to bully my way onto this. So...
You did not have to do any such thing. I'm very excited to have you.
I just like, I'm like, I need to talk about this. I'm like, I just want to make sure she knows she can ask me. I don't know if you were feeling like, oh, I don't want to, she just had a baby. I don't want to bother her. But I'm like, no.
Yes.
I need to have these conversations. Like, I need adult conversations. I need a curse.
Good. Yes. That was exactly what happened. And so, yes, I'm glad you came to me because I'm like, damn, I want to talk about Vanderpump because now I think this was an actually pretty good episode. Like, I'm annoyed, but it was a good episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it got emotions out of me. Like, I was fuming mad. Like, there were points where I was pacing the room.
We got to get into it because this is like, there's so much going on. So we start off with Sandoval coming back from Tahoe and dressed up to go to the Barbie movie. And he's like talking to Anne about the trip, right? We're continuing this storyline of, oh, he's such a good boy. He shaved his little Wario mustache off. And now like, oh, he's so great. Everything went well. You know, like we went through the ups and downs in Tahoe, but I think we came out on the other side and, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I feel like the stench of the scandal is really coming off of me. Like, fuck you.
And I felt like he was saying that, like, so Ariana could hear it. And that's what was pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wanted her to know he was happy. I hate that. Yeah. Don't smile in the house with me.
Hello?
Too nice. Like, when I tell you, he would never be able to crack a smile.
Broke people should never laugh. Sick of him.
Not in the house with me. Smiling?
No. Hello?
No.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I mean, he just like tells her everything went well and he's like, I'm gonna go upstairs and unpack my feelings. And she's like, privately, I hope. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go tell it to my journal. So after that, Sheena goes over to Villa Rosa, right? To talk to her about what happened in Tahoe after this guided meditation with Shannon or whoever, and how that was the most emotionally drained she had ever been. She cried so hard, her eyelashes were dry and they were hurting her. And Lisa's like, why? And Sheena explains to her, I'm going through the stages of grief with Sandoval. And Lisa's like, oh, and you can't feel him because you feel like Ariana's gonna be upset. Is that it? Is that my line? And so Sheena's like, yeah, like I can't tell Ariana how I'm feeling because like Ariana told me she doesn't want to hear about it. Okay, so this was migraine for me, number
Okay,
one.
this is when my blood pressure started going up again. Like, where I was like, I just had preeclampsia. I can't do too much
Can't risk it, girl.
emotional. And this is where it started. Because it was just like two male identified, pick me, like anti-women, like internalized misogynistic losers
Yeah.
getting together
Over
to be
Sandoval.
haters.
Over Tom Sandoval. That's a crazy thing.
I
This man
think for
does
me,
not.
it's more anti-Ariana than it is pro-Sandoval. Like, I couldn't
Yeah.
wrap my
Yeah.
head around that if it was that, right? Like, maybe, whatever. But
It's
it's
like
the
a.
anti-Ariana. Like, how dare Ariana be mad at
Well, yeah,
her
it's a
boyfriend?
double whammy because it's like he sucks. Like, I don't even know what y'all are fighting for because he sucks. And on top of
And he
that,
sat at
Ariana
the reunion and said, you guys were not friends.
told you to your face on the phone or, on the phone. Like, he told you that, girl. And he's was glad to do it. And Ariana's been a friend to you consistently for I don't know how long. And this, it's so like. Yeah, like I'm like with you, like I'm pacing back and forth from one side of the room to the next. Like, what is going on? Sheena says in a confessional, she has done everything she can to be a ride or die for Ariana, but she's afraid to express herself because it's always about Ariana, and she's struggling to talk to her about anything because she feels like her feelings aren't valid. This is what's so crazy to me. Like, if I had any of my girlfriends break up with their dudes, and I was like feeling some type of sadness about that or the dissolution of our friendship, that would be the last chick I would talk to about it.
Like,
Like,
what's not clicking? What
yeah,
is not clicking? Like, I'm sorry to get so angry. Like, I'm just, what is, does she have a disability?
that you don't have a soft place to land in Ariana, and that's not a point against her. That's her
First off, I can't
ex-boyfriend
keep
did her.
hating him for you
Yeah, that's
was
crazy. That's
Ariana's a
crazy.
better woman than me.
Hello? I just don't understand like what is not clicking.
Especially
This
what I'm not
man.
understanding of what the Sheena pathway is, that what she's doing right now is the fact that, like, I was with her last season when I can say that, like, and Ariana, remember when people were like, oh, Sheena's crying? Ariana made a point to be like, well, this also happened to Sheena. She got a restraining order
Yeah,
against
she
her,
let her
right?
come over hours after that man ruined her whole life in a bucket hat and cried about like what happened to her and how this affected her. Like, this has never been an issue for Ariana, but like you being like, I want to be friends with this man. Like, okay, you're not gonna have a soft place to land
Like,
anything
the only
now.
emotion you were
You're
having was because the only thing you were feeling was sympathy for Ariana, which is not true. Like, you literally, first off, till date, I have yet to see Sandoval anywhere say that Sheena did not punch Raquel.
Hello? Hello. And that was such a big issue for her.
Till now.
Yeah. And that was such a problem. But yeah, for some reason, that doesn't matter now. Okay. Because that would be a big issue for me.
It was the only thing that I gave Sheena last time, right? Like, I was like, okay, well, like, I got on your podcast, and I was like, well, I understand Sheena being so upset because he got the law involved. She has a kid. Raquel, she has a kid. You have a restraining order. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she could get her kid taken away. They're like, you don't want the law on you, especially when you have like the added pressure of like a child, right? Like, I felt for her. But for it to be now that you don't care about any of Sandoval's part in that now.
Yeah, it's crazy making. And like this goes back to like the next thing that Lisa says is like been such a point of contention for me, which is her asking like, "Oh, is this like somehow Ariana's fault because of the whirlwind of attention she's getting, as though somehow because like things are quote unquote going well and she's getting opportunities that like she's not allowed to still feel upset about what happened to her with her breakup that she was not anticipating at all. It's weird.
It's infuriating.
It's very infuriating. So then Sheena tells Lisa, as though this is like some sort of shock moment, that she picked up Dan, Ariana's boyfriend, from the airport. And he said he was in town because Ariana was supposed to come to New York, but she had an announcement, so she couldn't leave. So that's why he was there. And Sheena was like, an announcement for what? And he was like, oh, Dancing with the Stars. And then Lisa's like, oh my God, Sheena. Sheena, I knew how bad you wanted this. Like, first of all, Sheena being like, I started like dance lessons for this. Okay.
Are you not embarrassed? Are you not embarrassed? Okay. Like, you started dance in case you got the call.
And that's the thing. You get the call. They call you. This is a don't call us, we'll call you situation. So why would it be Ariana's fault that you did not get the call? I know that you might feel some type of way because this is something that you wanted and you didn't get it. I get that. But let's like be realistic here and put up on the board Ariana's 2023 versus yours. And I'm sorry, babe, you're just not making it for season 37,000. Maybe next year.
God. And this is what I hated, is the fact that I hated that Lisa was pretending like this is something that she remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I remember when I got it. You were like, oh, that's all I want. Like, you don't remember that. You guys have had this conversation off camera. There's this concerted effort for everyone to make Ariana look bad, and it's flopping miserably.
And here's like the gag thing, is it like,
for anybody who has sense, it's flopping.
Exactly. For Sheena, like, she's choosing to be upset about this because you can make yourself feel better by being like, oh, this just like wasn't my time, or like she had such a, like, you could find reasonable justifications for why this didn't happen for you that wouldn't make you like be a victim. Ultimately,
also, like, let's be honest, like, nobody else on Vanderpump Rules was getting that call, right? It's not like this is like a Vanderpump Rules cast member being on Dancing with the Stars makes sense and is like a standard thing that happens, right? Like, Lisa exactly. did it because she's Lisa, right?
Right. Ariana did not take this from Sheena.
Ariana is actually opening the door for Sheena to be able to do it.
Hello. Hello.
So, also, like, I don't know if you see the clip going around where, sorry to cut you off, where Sheena is like, Ariana's asked after one of her dances, who else would you think would be good from your cast? And she's like, Sheena would be what great. Like, still, she was promoting her, trying to get her the job.
Like a real bitch. Like a real bitch would. it's so crazy. Like, Sheena being like, you know, I am so happy for her. I'm so happy for her, but I can be happy for her and sad for me at the same time. And like, good for her. I mean, she's come a long way since being my backup dancer, girl. Oh, sweetie.
Girl, sweetie,
let's not do this.
And there's the thing is, like, I feel like Sheena, I don't advocate for violence, but there's some people who like need to be touched. Like, and Sheena has gone too long without somebody putting her in her place physically.
These are the cops coming for you, Chai, okay? They're coming for you.
Because it's asinine. Like, come on, like, what are you saying?
Right.
Like, he's being so sassy about Ariana. I'm like, what has this girl done to you?
It's so hateration. Like, it was literally hateration in this dancery. Like, what?
Like, you're somebody's mama, Sheena. You are somebody's mother. Like, honest, I think that there's nothing more, for me personally, I think there's nothing more embarrassing than like operating from a place of jealousy. Like, when you totally. Can see, I think there's nothing more embarrassing.
And being right? so brazen about that is like even more embarrassing. Like, you
don't like loud. She's being so loud where I'm like, Sheena, we can all hear you. Do you know that we can see you right now?
Right. So Lisa tells her like, oh, if your relationship with Ariana is so great, you should be able to tell her. But like, what do you want her to tell her? I'm jealous that you got Dancing with the Stars. Okay, I'm really sorry. But like you said, it's not like Ariana took it from her. This was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and there is all the opportunity in the future for Sheena to get this. Like, there's no reason why she can't get a future season, and like it's fine. Like, chill.
Exactly.
And honestly, talking about this on television would make it really unattractive to me if I were in casting for Dancing with the
At least for the voting
Stars.
audience, like if I was any other contestant, and let's say Sheena did get Dancing with the Star, and let's say she ate, right? Like she did an amazing dance. I would literally be playing these clips all over my social media to make sure nobody votes for her.
In a super cut with like a Camila Cabello song playing in the background. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. So yeah, like Sheena goes on to be like, blah, blah, blah. This is the story of my life. And Lisa's like, okay, we'll change your life then. Not like this girl. So Lisa says in a confessional that all she wants for Sheena is for her to say what she's thinking, because like Sheena's always trying to make people happy. But I don't think that's quite the issue. I think it's that Sheena wants to be a friend to everybody, even if it doesn't benefit her. That's her issue.
Is that her issue though?
She wants
Is
to be
she
liked
trying to
by
be
it
a
too
friend to
much.
everybody, or is it like in the beginning that's how I felt, like what I felt like this was in the beginning was I was like, oh, you know, Sheena, like, and I think that's what Ariana's thinking it is, but when from the last episode, that conversation that her and Lala had in bed, and Lala's like, did Ariana say anything? And she's, of course not, right? Like it's an anger towards Ariana that's like the prime motivator for everything.
I
For
mean,
her
that's
right now,
true.
which
That's
is
true.
making Sheena look so like it's making me so angry and it's making Sheena look so awful.
And Lala is fueling that. And I wish that Sheena would see that as well.
Lala
Because,
looks terrible too.
yeah, and you know that's your
But
girl.
the
Not
no,
to out you.
don't do this to me. Do not do this to me. Okay, I had a brief moment. Okay, last season where I dabbled with the idea of liking Lala. Okay, I played around with it. I texted Kara. I was like, I think I might like Lala.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. So,
Okay, I like, you know, bounced around the idea of liking her. Let's not say
my
that's my girl, okay?
gosh, that is so funny. So basically, Lisa tells Sheena that she needs to like confront Ariana about this. And Sheena's like, well, there's going to be some astrology night with Allie, so I'll take that opportunity to do it there, right? So after that, Ariana and Lisa, or Lala rather, go get coffee, and there Lala's telling her about Tahoe, and she's like, oh, you know, Sheena was like a shell of a person, and she was just like wrestling with wondering if she could have fun with Sandoval on like even just the surface level if he's around. And Ariana says, I'm not looking for Sheena to fight him every time she sees him. And Lala's like, well, that's where she's at. I'm like, okay, well, that's where she's chosen to be. That's not Ariana's
Right.
problem. Sorry. So then Lala's like, you couldn't tell all these people after she got beaten to death on page, you know, online, and everybody was coming for her for that picture. You couldn't just be like, oh, you know, tell your stan to say, I love Sheena, knock it off. And then Lala says in a confessional, like, you can't make a post because you don't want to be in the mix. Like, from what I see, Ariana's scrolling on social media all day long. So, what does this have to do with anything? Because just
Hated
last
that.
episode, Lala, you were telling Sheena, chill the hell out. I don't even see this on my algorithm. You're looking for things to get upset about and you need to stop. But now it's Ariana's responsibility.
Like
How?
Sheena was refreshing her mentions like on me, like somebody who's not on television.
Right. Like that is so wild. And she really was like so like talking down to Ariana as though she was like mother talking to her child. Like, you really need to like get yourself together.
And
And
this is where I have to be like, Ariana has like a level of grace that I'm not like, I truly can't understand and cannot relate to.
she's doing this perfectly. Perfectly.
Perfect. Oh my, you know what I mean? Like where it's like one of those things, I don't know if you know, but I keep a spreadsheet of like TV moments and things that like I feel are important for my daughters
Okay, Jessel.
to see. But you know, like if the things that I feel like I can show you better than I can teach you, you know, sure. like in terms uh-huh. of womanhood.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, okay, I got to put this season of Ariana on here because it is truly people trying to pick a fight with someone who is not giving it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity she's saying like the exact right thing.
Yeah.
And more being so gracious.
Yeah. From episode one, where Lala was like, I don't think you like me. Are we friends? Because, oh, and also, by the way, I just texted Rachel behind your back and told her that, like, I want to have a conversation with her and be friends. Sorry. Uh-oh. Oops. Are you mad at me? They keep provoking her and she's not taking the bait. And I'm really, really loving it because if she even took it, like, an ounce, they would be running with it, Jackie Joyner curtsy style, so fucking far.
Them. Okay, so I'm gonna just say what my mom said because I was watching this with my mom. You know, boomer who is also very religious, and my mom was just like talking about how like, and this again, she has like zero context for any of this really, except for the fact that like she watches The View, and then Ariana hosted The View one day where she was watching it. She's like calls me to be like, who's this girl? Mm-hmm. And what do I need to know? And I was like, let me tell you everything. So she was watching this episode with me. And like, my mom was talking about how she was like, this is when something is meant for you.
This is a reminder. Take out trash.
Sorry, my Alexa's talking. When something is for you and you're like, God, Alexa. But yeah, so my mom was saying how like when something's for you and you're like operating in like your like best self, like how mm-hmm. nobody can take things from like where like Ariana's literally walking and like it was dramatic and very African to my mom, but she was very like, oh, but Ariana is walking in like her spiritual realm of like this is her season.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that like nothing is touching her, like even the things that she doesn't know, like she doesn't know that they're saying all these things behind her back, but she's literally like Lala confronting her about like, can't you just send the text? Like, can't you just post something? And her on camera being like, no, I don't want to do that. But then going home, thinking about it and still doing it. So Lala can't say that she didn't do it.
And Lala can't say, tell her, I thought about it and you're right.
Mm-hmm. And can't say she did it for the cameras. Right? Because on camera, she said she wasn't going to do it. That's the point where my mom was just like, oh, she's doing everything perfectly. That's God. It's like, okay, mom.
I was beyond annoyed when Lala mentioned like, oh, Sheena got a restraining order because of this. Okay, that has not anything to do with Ariana. That is not her responsibility. Okay, she was not there. Whatever, you know, fist, no fist, stiletto nail situation happened over in New York is not Ariana's responsibility.
We make a big deal of talking about the fact that Raquel had such like her independent relationship with Sheena and how Sheena and her were such great friends mm-hmm. and how this was a betrayal on her part towards like independent of Ariana? Wasn't that like the whole thing at the reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Didn't she raise this girl?
She gave birth to her, okay?
Why are you acting like this about like Summer Moon's sibling?
Wild. So Ariana's like, listen, I love Sheena. You know, like my position has not changed on Tom having access to my life via my friends. Like all I can do is if they're like, you know, wanting to be besties with him, I can just quietly remove myself from the things that make me uncomfortable. I would just like to repeat that I can remove myself from the things that make me feel uncomfortable. For all the people who are saying that Ariana is threatening her friends with some sort of emotional blackmail by simply standing, what she's doing is staying with her boundaries that she kept a few months ago. You know, when she was utterly betrayed by this man. And it's like, people keep being like asking her as though they're like, why isn't your answer changed in a way that's going to fit my convenience, Ariana?
Because it's a bunch of bitches who don't know how to stand on business being mad that she took. Where it's like, okay, Lala, had you stood on business when Randall was taking the flip-flops off your feet and making you go home barefoot? When y'all got in fight, you wouldn't be the situation you are in right now because you didn't have your kid then.
Hello.
Gina, if you had just like had any level of a boundary at any point in your life, like none of anything that has ever happened to you would have happened to you.
You wouldn't still be paying for a penguin in some dude's name, you know? Some other dude's name. You're making sure that...
Those were such pathetic seasons, like... And it's just was I had started to like really appreciate Sheena and enjoy her. And then she did this season. And now I'm remembering all the cringy nonsense that she's done in the past. And I was like, you are so embarrassing. And like,
we can't even talk about Rob. Let's not even go there. Okay. Not even go there. So basically, Lala's like, you, Ariana, hold the sole key to shutting all of this down. And Ariana's like, listen, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, everybody, have sympathy for Sandoval. Like, that's just not going to happen. But then Lala tells her she lost one of her best friends, though. And Ariana says, so did I. Two of them.
Right.
So then Ariana says in a confessional, I'm trying to be compassionate, but I also know that Sheena's very easily walked over. So Tom knows that Sheena's the easiest route to get people back in his corner. If he goes to Sheena, Lala, James, Allie, then eventually he can ice me out of the friend group, which is exactly right.
Exactly I mean, already right. He got to go on a cash trip that Ariana did not get to go on, and neither did Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's screen time that they missed out on. Like, I'm not understanding what Lala is even asking, like what they're even asking of Ariana. Right, like you guys are still doing what you want to do.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't recall her saying anything about like y'all don't go to Tahoe, y'all don't go to you know, my house for his birthday party. Y'all don't go to like I don't recall her saying
anything. Everybody is filming with Tom. Everybody's filming with Tom as they please. Like,
great, right. Nobody's life is truly stopping at all. So basically, you know, she's like, listen, Sheena needs to do what she needs to do to be happy. I also need that for myself. Remember, I'm a person too who can also have needs and boundaries and wants. So after that, Sheena has lunch with Katie and Lala and Christina Kelly. Shout out to Dan and Brendan have come through Queen. I could hear them screaming from Brooklyn when
they love her. I thought of them too. I was like, you, her two fans.
So Sheena tells all them that Summer broke her arm. Summer Moon, sweet Summer Moon broke her arm. She got a pink cast. You would think that, like, yeah, okay, it's Sheena's kid. Of course, she got a pink cast. But then Sheena explains that actually it's mostly because they were running through the list of the other colors. And Sheena was like, no, that's not going to go with any of her outfits. So that was also very Sheena.
Very Sheena.
So then Sheena says in a confessional, like, it, basically how ironic it is that she's been so terrified that some other person is going to, like, be there when her kid gets hurt and she's not there. And she just sat there and watched her kid break her arm. So, you know.
I'm like, yeah, sounds about Sheena.
That's so Sheena. Oh my God. Christina Kelly's about halfway into her espresso martini and was like, listen, y'all, I'm in my mommy bubble. What's tea? Give me the drama, right? So Katie says, well, I don't know if you know, there's somebody in our group who's maybe like a little bit on the outs. And Christina's like, oh my God, who? And Katie says, Tom Sandoval. And Christina goes, who? And I thought, exactly, Christina Kelly. Exactly.
That's right.
So Sheena tells her that they went to Tahoe, the meditation, blah, blah, blah. This was the first time that she genuinely saw real tears from Sandoval. And Katie's like rolling her eyes and like, girl, sucking her teeth.
Okay, I want to know what happened before this, because Sheena came in with the craziest energy to me in terms of like, she came in so... Like, okay, I'm here with people, like, you would think nobody there was friends with Ariana, right? Like, she was really giving, like.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so even cool. To the point where there's a point, I'm sorry, you're probably going to say this later, but the point where she had said, well, they had been so unhappy for so long when Christina Kelly had asked why she stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Were so, you going to get there?
Yeah, I actually was going to ask you if you had seen this. Little quick TikTok of somebody being like, So we all realize that Sheena has feelings for Tom Sandoval, right?
Oh
And it was in the
shit.
scene that I was like, huh.
Oh sh. Is that what's going on?
Because the glee that she talks about, like, oh, I got a real emotion out of him, was really giving, like, maybe something more. It just really made me think. And I haven't really formed a full opinion about it, but it shifted something for me. It is something I'm going to think about later.
I could see where you're going with that, but I do think this is the thing with Sheena, right? Like, I think Sheena is like she could see herself with anybody who
Yeah, I
wants
mean,
to be
it
with
is
her,
like
right? Or like, I think
general,
she,
he's a
yeah, like
magnet.
she has just as much feelings as Tom Sandoval as she does Schwartz, as she
Sure.
like where like she would date any of them if they wanted to be with her, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's that. I don't think it's like any deeper than it just being that like she would date anybody
Sandoval
wanted to be with
specifically.
her. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just any man. It's approval in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, Christina was like asking Sheena, do you think that, like you said, that Tom might be more upset about losing you as a friend or Ariana as a girlfriend? She's like, oh no, definitely me. Definitely me. Because he was so unhappy with her for so long. And Christina goes, okay, well, why do you think that Ariana stayed in the relationship? And Sheena's like, listen, you can't judge. Listen, literally, look at Jax and Brittany. They got married and had a baby, and I could not believe it when they did. You never know until you're in it. Like, who are me to judge, right? And so Katie makes another face and says about Jax, like, yeah, well, there's stories about him running around town. And Sheena goes, yeah, no, I've heard. And Lala goes, no, it's beyond. So let's just like pause for a minute for the Jax of it all, because we had a
I
conversation
think I texted
yesterday.
Yaya.
Yeah. And we were talking about like where Jax's dick may have been in the past few years since he's been on the show. I genuinely, and I also admitted you to this to you, that I think it's a naive thought that I just feel that much like Tristan Thompson, that I just can't wrap my mind around a woman wanting to hook up with either one of these men without it being like for the lols, for the vibe, for the plot, like not because they were actually attracted to them. You're just doing it like for the story. But you think that he probably has been dibbling and dabbling
Oh hell yeah.
with
And
older ladies specifically.
that was just, I threw that out there. I was like, okay, when he's at the gym, I could definitely see him just like Jax is someone who cheats to cheat, right? Like it's not necessary, like these people do not even need to be anywhere near better looking than Brittany, more, he doesn't need to be more attracted to them. I think he's looking for attention. And I think at the gym, there's probably older women who've never even heard of Vanderpump Rules that
Sure.
he's. And then, like, I recently heard something where he was talking about how like, he gets along really well with the moms at his kid's school. And I was like, I bet you he is fucking the moms at the school. I'm so sure of it.
Or like one of the administration or something like that.
Especially like now that I have like a kid around there, I have a kid around their age, and I will tell you like those types of like white moms, very bored.
Sure.
Like I just like I feel like I could already see it. Like if there was a man giving anybody attention, right? Just because it's such a, I don't think that like when I go to like events at my kids' preschool or anything that they're doing, like a man is few and far between.
Also,
Right. And the way everyone goes up for the man, the father who's around, that's why I like have to tell my husband, like, no, my husband like loves to be present and stuff, but I'm like, no, I don't need you like over there being, you might as well be giving a lap dance, right? Like when you're the dad that's like involved in things.
I also think that Jax loves to do those types of workout classes where people cheat, like CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
There's like really complicated, like I don't know what they're called, like Rumble Fit 2000
I
BPX,
love that you
they're
called
like
CrossFit the workouts that people cheat because it's so true. It
you
is
know what
so true.
I mean.
You know what I mean? Like so many, I've seen, I feel like I've just seen so many like he's fucked some girl from the CrossFit group.
Yes. Yes. That's Jax's jam. So yeah, you might have some point there. There's probably a girl who like comes up from Orange County who like, has really sweaty, like halfway decent sex with him for like 7 minutes a couple times a week, you know?
I'm so sure that there's been multiple times at like at their what's their son's name? Do you remember?
Bruce?
Cruz, down to Cruz's little preschool. I'm sure that there's been multiple times where someone has been to her like, "Oh, Cruz's father," and she's like, "My husband?" And he's like, "Husband? He told me you guys were separated." She's like, "No, we're not separated." And then Brady comes over like, "Why are people telling me?" Like, and he still continues to
Jax.
tell people that they're separated.
Why are they saying that again, Jax? Oh my gosh. So yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting little intro to the Valley, a little amuse-bouche, if we
Like
will.
me, as one of the only people excited to watch the Valley.
I mean, I think once that trailer came out, people really got interested, and we'll see. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. So then basically after that, Christina asks Sheena how she's feeling. And Sheena's acting like she was the one who broke up with Sandoval and is like, now that I'm 5 months into this, I'm really beginning the grieving process. Ariana's already had the grieving process, and now she's having all these great things happen to her. And but I'm not there yet. But like, okay, Sheena, is it more important to you that you haven't gone through the grieving process, or that you're not getting the things that Ariana's been getting?
Like, as people being like, she's made millions of dollars. Like, that is part of the grieving process, right? Like, the first step is denial. The second step is acceptance. And then the third step is making a millions of dollars. Like,
Endorsements. Yeah.
the way they keep saying that, like, it's so stupid. I don't understand. Like, it has been the same length of time for her as it has been for you.
Right. And like, sure, a check is very nice, but still at the end of the day, she did go through a devastating breakup, and that's like doesn't, like a paper towel sponsorship doesn't really take that away. Not
That
really.
part.
Like, it really doesn't. Like,
Duracell didn't dry up all her tears because she didn't look, it's not, doesn't
hello?
work that way.
She still has to go into the bed that her ex and her best friend fucked in when her grandmother was being laid to rest, those things still happen. So anyway, Katie is like the only person with a fucking backbone, and is like, Sheena, is this really the type of individual that you want in your life? And then Sheena brings up a story about how at their first season NBC Upfronts, he was the only one who wanted to take a picture with her, and Katie was like, girl, that was a million years ago. Let
Give
it
it a rest.
go.
We don't care. We don't care.
None of the
And
people.
also, like, let's talk about why people didn't want to take a picture with you is because, like, Brandy Glanville had two kids with Eddie Cibrian and you were the mistress. And
Right.
that's how the show started. And maybe people didn't want to stand next to you.
And the people who did want to sit next to you are all not there anymore. So this is really irrelevant. The only
That part.
person who didn't want to feel next to you is probably Katie. So how's that? So basically, Lala starts taking up for Sheena and is like, Katie, it's not up to you to tell her to get over it. Okay, but why have you been doing this to Ariana then? Because you have no problem telling her to get over it. And that
Right.
she is over it because she's been drying her tears with endorsements. She's doing great. So, okay. Katie says
But
it
I'm like,
again.
aren't you doing great too? Was it sending to Daryl merch? Didn't that get you a down payment on a home?
A nice little Palm Springs house,
Like, Sheena, weren't you able to, like, I don't know, buy Brock new Speedos and like keep him busy? I don't know what Brock does all day, but like,
We got
you made money off
another
this.
iteration of Good as Gold for an Uber One commercial. Are we not
Like, come
grateful?
on. Come on. Like, I just don't understand this.
And that Uber One remix spawned another Screamo remix of Good as Gold. So what are we even doing here? You got to do two more remixes of Good as Gold off of this scandal. So what are
I
you even
mean,
complaining
and
about?
there's more in the works. Like, the we're getting the reggae version sometime the end of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So then Katie says in a confessional, "I just wish that Sheena would wake the fuck up and look at the situation for what it really is. Sandoval never once gave a fuck about your relationship. Cut ties, move on, be a good friend to Ariana." So then Lala's like, "Let's talk about something fun." And Sheena's like, "You guys want to hear something? I fucked that bartender." And they're like, "Recently?" She's like, "No." No, in 2006. But Katie's still like really aggravated. And she's like, "I want to
As
jump
she should
off this
be.
roof." "I want to jump off this roof right now." And says to Sheena, "With all due respect, I really wish he would get over this. Like, he's never once apologized. He never once made a sincere apology to me since the day that I met him. He has been awful to me. He interfered in my marriage. He made everyone think I was a monster, even my own ex-husband, I think. And the fact that anyone is having trouble getting over this trash bag of a human is fathomless. That person is a demon." And she's right.
Eight. Like literally, there was not one thing that I could correct her on.
Not
What I'm
even
not
chapter.
understanding is Lala last season, right? Was I'm very protective of Katie, right? Wasn't that her narrative? Like you were like,
And that's
Katie's been
very
so aggrieved.
interesting.
She's been done so wrong. And now, because you're jealous of Ariana, none of that matters anymore.
Did you see that she said that before the season, she and Katie got into a big fight?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, she didn't get into Lala didn't get into the specifics, but she said that there was some big blow up that happened, and to the surprise of not the fuck me, because Lala's a sometimey ass bitch, and she's
Yep.
like, what was that game, fucking Minesweeper back in the day, where you just don't even know where you're gonna land with her. One day it's fine, and then the next moment you're getting a limb blown off. And it you don't know where it's coming from. Like, she doesn't know how to be a friend. Like, Sheena wants to be a friend to everybody. Lala doesn't know how to be a friend to anybody. And I stand by that.
But those are
Does
the
not.
two, and it's crazy because they're two sides of the same coin, right? Like they're two people who cannot be a friend to you for those reasons, right? Like because she don't want to be a friend to everybody, and because Lala like is so out for herself. Like that is somebody who is operating in survival mode at all times when she doesn't need to.
Yeah, they're both
Like
self-serving, but they're different ways.
the way Lala acts, you would think she grew up in like foster care with like. You get me? Like where I'm like,
All
girl,
my
with
life I
everything,
had to
she's
fight.
so like operating from this place of survival mode. And it's just like, damn, girl, can you chill?
Lauren, Miss Seeley, Kent. Yes, exactly. Like, she
Like,
scraps
first of
her.
all, let's talk about all your problems you created. Okay, because the writing
Bro.
was on the wall with Randall. Like it
From
was
day one,
fully
man.
there, baby.
You
And
didn't think
you
it was odd
also
that this man got you a Range Rover less than 24 hours after meeting you? Ma'am, come on.
It's also like the lack of, I don't even know, shame. Is it like for you to now want to be a victim and place for a man that you tried to brag about and held over everyone's head? You don't get to do that. When you might like, girl, you need to my man to death. Like, and you don't get to like, they'll switch it and be the victim. Like when you were screaming, my man is a real man. My man, because my man,
like they were George and Amal Clooney. Like get real. Truly. Get real on the private jet. Okay.
Baby, because when Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were in that movie, you could not have told Lala nothing. Yeah. Okay.
Like walking around. Lala in power
was
suit.
Like, I'm A-list now. We're a power couple.
Dressed like Kris Jenner. You were 26 years old, ma'am. What is going on? Oh my God. Let's switch back because I'm gonna get into Lala again in a moment, but Lisa goes over to TomTom to give Sandoval yet another, oh, isn't he the sweetest boy, spun from sugar. Here he comes with ice cream and a smile and a friendship necklace and just glowing because everybody was so nice to him at Lake Tahoe. Like, grab a spoon, Lisa, and have some ice cream.
I will say, whatever he did to his face, I don't know if he had just gotten a facial or something, but his skin did look really good.
I was kind of wondering what ice cream he got and where it was from. I really wasn't vengeance. So Lisa, you know, again, is like, you know, I don't want anybody to be depressed, Tom. And, you know, he says, oh, I'm actually worried about Rachel and I miss her. And he's like, you know, I really want some sort of relationship with her, but we haven't spoken. And Lisa goes, actually, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I spoke to Rachel at length. And I don't know, it just seems like some of the things that she said to me, it feels like she doesn't really seem all that happy with you. And so Tom says in a confessional that Rachel mentioned. Now, maybe we should preface this by what Rachel said, because we found out about her story first. She said on her podcast, allegedly, that the real reason for the breakup was that Tom was like getting mad at her because she told him, I'm thinking about staying in this program a little bit longer. And he was like, no, you need to leave. And like making it seem like an actual emotional blackmail. So he's telling Lisa his side of the story, or no, he's telling us in a confessional that Rachel mentioned how she was getting towards the end of her program. And she was like, oh, you know, some people do tend to stay longer. And he was like, well, at some point you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to face reality. And the longer you stay there, it's going to be harder. Like, he's acting like he was being a really nice person. Right. But right. That suddenly these people at the program were like spinning her against him and being like, he's not good for you. And that's his story. And I'm like, okay. So then Lisa says, Rachel told her that she really was not comfortable lying when they were having their affair, but that Tom told her, oh, life is lying. And he goes, I did not say that, which he did. That's all I needed to know, that he definitely did say that. There's no way he didn't.
For sure.
So of course he now gets annoyed because one of his like bullshit things got exposed on television again. Lisa, I didn't say that. And Lisa's like, well, you need to talk to her yourself. And he's like, she blocked me, Lisa. And she's like, okay, well then it's over. And so then Lisa says in a confessional that Rachel actually told her that she felt very manipulated by Tom and also that she's not in love with him anymore. So like, well, did Rachel ever love him?
Come on. Like, again, and this is where I'm just the pretending that they were in love thing. I can't do it.
Like, miss me with this, please.
Because the fact that like the first scene that they filmed together, when you see Tom and her having conversations, you can literally see the what have I done in his face. Like, mm-hmm. This girl's an idiot.
And hers.
Yeah.
It's wild. So after that, Lisa then kicks it on over to give them Lala HQ. Or whatever it's supposed to be, because she's like, oh, I'm just a bitch trying to rebrand and have a baby. And Lisa, like, I don't know why you would even talk to Lisa Vanderpump about you having a sperm donor, ma'am. This was not the girl.
Right.
not the woman. Lisa's like, why don't you just wait and find somebody that really loves you? And she's like, no, like, I don't want a baby daddy. It's not happening. You're not changing my mind. And I want everything to be absolute with this baby. I don't want to have to share holidays with this kid. I don't want to have to like worry about anything. This is just mine. So then Lala tells Lisa that she doesn't have to worry about being torn between Ariana and Sandoval like Sheena does, but she told Ariana to like send out that message. And so Ariana did. And then she's like, well, we need to have a conversation with Ariana because something has to give. What has to give?
Exactly.
This is so nonsensical to me. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. So after that, just really quickly, James and Allie show up to Sir with Joe and Schwartz. And they show up in matching trucker hats. And it occurred to me in this moment that Joe is that girl in your middle school who would steal hoodies and hats from guys that she had crushes on. And this is her way of like marking her territory, right? So she doesn't have to be like, oh, I have a crush on this guy. It's like, oh, I have his hat. So try me, bitch.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's a cool girl's way of staking her territory on a man. Schwartz says that Joe, this woman that we've seen on the screen multiple times this episode, is a badass hairstylist from Wisconsin. So when you saw Joe's hair, do you just want to come up with like a couple words that came to mind?
Rat's nest. depression. For me, I was like, okay, I felt like the first scene, I was like, I've been there. You know what I mean? Like it was giving depression hair. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You slept on it. You know, you've been going through the things. You haven't left the bed in a while. Like I understand that. You threw a hat on it and you hoped that the front looked okay and nobody was going to look at the back. Mm-hmm. But it's scene after scene now.
And the hats keep coming out and the hair just keeps looking more and more dry. It just seems like she's had a really great day at the beach. Like real fun. She was playing volleyball. She put on multiple applications of sunscreen and that those are in the roots. And the rest is just like very dry. And I'm just thinking like, I don't know if Joe wants to be a hairstylist because I would
care. There's one of the scenes where she had it in a bun.
Uh-huh.
Where the bun was so, like, it was like maybe like just a fold over flip bun. You know what I mean? You're in a ponytail, you just flip it over and like, you don't fully pull it. And it was so matted.
Yes. It's giving Joe dirt. If anything, not Joe the hairstylist. She's wild. What a choice.
Like there was a point on TikTok where I liked watching, like, you know, people doing well, there's this one girl I follow on TikTok where she'll do like untangling videos of people who've like either homeless people who've been in like deep depressions for months. Mm-hmm. So their hair is like real, like that is literally what Joe looks like at all times.
She knows that we can see her, right? Like, ma'am, this is a television show. This is a television show. That's wild to me. That's wild. So they're there. They're like, I'm like, oh, we're boyfriends, we're buddies, whatever, right? And Allie's like, not met Joe before. And she says in a confessional, I don't know much about Joe, but I do know that the other girls have a lot of problems with her, especially Katie. I mean, didn't Joe move in with Schwartz like right after they got a divorce? And then they're like matching hat, fart noises with her mouth. And Schwartz, what would a spider sound like if it could talk? What do you think? And then it's like, what the hell?
Literally Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my gosh. So
they would make sense together as a couple if it wasn't for the fact that like Tom needs someone to take care of him.
Yeah, because she's not doing it.
Yeah, right.
This girl does laundry like every couple of months.
And I like that Allie was like giving her like the shade that was the perfect type of shade where she was just like, yeah, I'm getting like best friend vibes.
Exactly.
Because you know Joe is loves Schwartz and wants to be with that man. So
and said it right to her face. You guys seem real platonic.
Like, I don't see any chemistry here.
Not a lick. Not a lick.
This could never work.
So Schwartz like plans this Rat Pack guys night, whatever. Sandoval shows up randomly. Like, Allie looks over and goes, is that Sandoval? And here he is. He's got these sunglasses, no case, just raw dogging sunglasses. It's night, mind you. It is the sun's down. And he sits down and is like, hey guys, just happy to be here. What's going on? Hey, James, why don't you try these sunglasses on? And then James does. And he, like, this little boy face lights up in James. Like, every time he gets approval from a man, he's like, oh my God. Like, you know, he just wants to be cool.
You know, so, like, I'm like, I just wish your dad loved you more. You know what I mean? Like, right. We wouldn't have to be here, right? Like, just a couple more hugs.
Please. Please. If we could turn back time, just 5 more minutes would have fixed all of this. So, Allie.
When he was taking his first steps at Tiffany's, had his dad just, like, been there to just open. 2 more hugs. I feel like we could have gotten out of this.
Right. Oh my gosh. So shout out to Allie for being like, James, he got Rachel glasses last year too. Just know that. Okay.
He did.
So then Allie says in a confessional, I feel like Sandoval is trying to buy James. And I really hope that James doesn't think that this is like an attempt at real friendship and not just a desperate attempt at an apology. And I hope he doesn't buy into this and regret being friends with a loser. So, but meanwhile, James is being like, oh, Sandoval, like, I've kept everything you've ever given me. Like, he's practically blushing, kicking up his little legs. He's down bad.
Happy to have the approval.
Yep. It worked. So after that, we have this whole scene where Schwartz and Joe go out for tacos or whatever. I don't know. This is
basically- so much Joe. So Why? Much Joe. Why?
But you know what? It's like, would you rather see Billy looking lovingly at Sandoval in a cold bath or this?
You're right.
And you have to pick one.
You're right. And the Billy Lee part of it is it's worth because I'm just like, oh my God, every like, get a grip.
Truly, like both of you. So they go out for tacos, and like Schwartz, for whatever reason, is like sheepish, and he's saying at a confessional that he, despite what everybody thinks, like me and Joe were never in a formal relationship. It's like nobody thought that except for Joe, okay? And that's the problem. But then he's like, you know, maybe I didn't quite divulge how much we liked each other last summer. And part of that was because Katie had a lot of resentment for Joe. And, you know, like she's also not everybody's cup of tea, but I like her tea. Which another thing that really pisses me off about Schwartz is he passes off. And I've been saying this for years. Ever since he broke up with Katie, he acts like she, in part, is the reason why he can't be intimate in his future relationships. That did not stop him one minute for being intimate with several women when he was married and in a relationship.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Why does it matter now? Ladies, you should not buy into this.
It's just so performative. I hate Schwartz. Like, I hate it. I hated him on Winter House when he was like, it's that performative, sheepish, like, oh, shucks, guys. I need my mojo back.
Katie, I can't believe I can't kiss you because your name's Katie, too. No, shut up. It's just so whack. Like, if a guy said that to me, like, I don't know, my ex-wife, like, I don't know if I, like, I'd be like, okay, shut it down. Bye. I don't want to hear this anymore. So then Schwartz is like talking to her about aliens. I don't know. I was looking at her hair at this point and I came to when she started barking like a terrier. When he keeps bringing up the fact that they've had sex. She's like, don't say that. Like, okay. So then they ask both of them, producers ask both of them in a confessional, Schwartz, when was the last time you and Joe were intimate? Oh, I don't remember. I don't know. And Joe's like, oh, I think like a month ago. You know, I think it was like a month ago, and you know, we really caught feelings for each other and cut back to shorts being like, we're definitely just friends and we have established boundaries. Okay. Then they start making robot noises at each other.
Which, okay,
Well,
I hate them as people. Like, there's like people who alien culture. You know what I mean? Like, there are people whose relationship, like, they bond over, like, we talk about alien and they think that they are so deep and
And
they
like
think that they are
conspiracy
so,
theories and
yes, those types of people, right? Like, those are the types of relationships. I despise it. I hate seeing it. It's also, though, there's a strong correlation between those types of people and body odor.
They're like the tether of a Disney adult because they're always going to like Burning Man, you know, that sort of thing. So then this was like the most pathetic conversation, Joe. Like she was just trying to be the cool girl. And Joe Schwartz says to her, you know, in another timeline, we really could be together. And Joe's like, well, you told me that, you know, like 2 or 3 years that, you know, maybe things would change and that would make you what, like 43? And then Schwartz says, well, maybe I could compromise at 47, but you know, like I just have to see what happens with artificial intelligence, like and human design. I could like he's gonna be fucking a robot or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's
Did
trying
you
to
hear
see what
that?
the aliens do. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to see, like, what
This
that
man is
alien
gonna
pussy
wait.
like.
This man is gonna wait until he is pushing 50 and fucked an alien before he locks it down with you, Joe. Do you hear that?
He's also never going to get married again or ever lock anything down because, like, Schwartz is the type of guy who's going to perpetually live in the space that he once had an ex-wife. And, like, that is like his, like, at some point, someone trusted me enough to marry me. And he's going to talk about it forever. He's going to be perfect. He's perpetually going to be the divorced guy.
Yeah, and when Katie finds herself in
He's never
a
going to get a house again. He's never going to have any of those things again. And he's just going to be like, I used to have a house. I used to have a wife. Like, that's just going to be who he is forever.
Yeah, and when Katie finds herself in a healthy relationship, that's going to be the next thing. It's like, oh, I could have had that with her. Like, what could have been between us? The girl that got away. I see it now. So let's get to Allie and her astrology night with the girls. Sheena comes over. I guess, I don't know, something about Taylor Swift. I can't get into it. I'm happy for Allie. I'm happy for Allie being benevolent and saying that she gave up her career as a country pop star so that Taylor could shine.
Okay, so I'm so confused. I'm so confused by Allie for the fact that, like, clearly Allie is someone who is like trying to be a star, right? Like, this is not her first reality show. But while simultaneously possessing like no star power, like, she literally is the person where you're like, oh, I love her. She's so normal. She's saying the things that's like, but she doesn't give star by any means.
Lauren
Which
Conrad.
also works in her benefit because, like, I'm not suspicious of her in the way that you are suspicious of, like, normally people who are dating someone to try to get on TV, which I very much think clearly that's what Allie's doing, especially last season. Allie hated James.
She could not stand that man.
Right, like, very clearly is dating someone to be on TV and for the fame and, like, you know, of course. Now we've seen her on your guitar on the show, like the astrology thing, her, like, but she's so good at, like, she's just so good at, like, pretending to not be that person that it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
No, she's Lauren Conrad, the next generation.
Ooh, yes.
Real
Lauren
Tokyo
Conrad,
Ghetto
definitely
Slapping.
not a star, but actively seeking the fame. Yeah.
Something about her. Something about her. They should make a sandwich for her when they open that shop. So the Allie goes into like some astrology bullshit, like Ariana, you got Jupiter in your first house, and like how that's very lucky for you. And then Allie tells Sheena that like she's got something in her seventh house that makes her feel like she has a need for partnership, but then she also needs to like learn how to fill her own cup before she fills others because that's the thing that's gonna allow her to shine brighter. Very
which pissed me off so much because it gave her this opportunity. I'm like, Sheena's cup is full. Sheena's cup is overflowing. Like, it is so
running over.
Mm-hmm. Full, okay?
Yeah, it's really wild. So then she like really gets pretty short and quick with Lala and is like, look at your chart. It really made sense how much of a cunt you are. And then she just kind of moves on. It's like, Katie, you have like real big dick energy. And I've honestly never seen Katie smile more than when she found that out. She's like, yeah, I've been told by people that I was a man in several of my past lives. So I get that. So this goes into,
and I loved it. Now me being like the biggest Katie fan of life now. Since she's the only one that wants to have some goddamn sense on this show.
Truly, truly. So this goes into the situation with finances. So now we found out this season that Sandoval's claiming, you know, he was on his last legs when he started that tour. Sheena, back in 2020, was given several $1,000s by Sandoval because she was not having money coming in. And now Ariana's telling everybody, listen, the internet thinks that I made millions of dollars and I haven't. And a week before all of this breakup shit went down, she had emailed her agent and her manager and was like, hey, let's see if we can get some things going, right? I'm not in a good place financially. So she says in a confessional how this happened. She was, you know, in debt. Once she started doing well, they put all their money into the house. And then she was like kind of making up for lost time and getting herself financially established. And then they start with the sandwich shop. And, you know, that's been like a bunch of money. And by March, she was on her last $2,000. So now she's like, I'm trying to move forward now in a way that's actually financially responsible, which makes sense to me. Like, right. I could understand, like, probably Ariana and I probably had like very similar, you know, economic backgrounds from our parents growing up. And then you go into the situation where you're making like significantly way more money than your parents made, but you're also like in debt because you weren't financially responsible. You're making up for things, and then, you know, like big shit cup stops popping, and you have to like have these big expenses. Like, they can't just be living.
No, every time someone said, you know? Every time someone talks about like their finances and this house thing, like, I really want to talk about this because I truly am just like, have you people like lived in the world? I'm not understanding. Like, where. I'm sorry, I didn't know everybody was like Susie Orman and everyone is like a financial expert and everyone's so good with their money.
Well, also, like, y'all hear these figures like, oh, the cast is making 30 grand an episode, but you're thinking like this is like Sutton, who's making 300,000 after taxes from her divorce. 30 grand an episode, okay, is probably after taxes, agents, makeup, glam team, wardrobe, whatever, is probably like 4,500, you know, still not bad.
But but the thing is, even if it was the full third, like to be fully honest, like I'll just be as someone who like I like to spend. Okay, so I'm never gonna look at someone crazy when they're just like, oh, nothing in my savings account. I'm like, like if it wasn't for the fact that like I have a husband that like reels me in and like. I literally will be like, can you just like hide this money from me so we mm-hmm. have a saving? Like, don't let me see what's going on over there. Like, I would be blowing it all. I love shopping. Okay. Yeah. And I see Ariana has also like there's mental health tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm anxious, I'm going to spend. If I fall into a depressive episode, I'm going to spend. And I know Ariana be sitting in that big ass bed by herself, buying bullshit she doesn't need.
Sure, we all do.
We all do, right?
Yeah. Like,
my thing has been everyone be... First off, I don't know, like, the millions of dollars. I'm just like, how much do you guys think that, like, people are paying for Instagram ads?
Yeah.
Like, at this point...
Not like they used to, baby.
She had just gotten Dancing with the Stars. Right? Like, that money has not cleared yet. Like, that hasn't... Like, we're just seeing her doing, like, Duracell ads and, like, things on Instagram. Right. I don't understand how people thought she was making millions. Like, I don't understand it. Like,
right. And also, like, even if she is like getting all these back to back to back, those are still probably on like a payout of like 60 days, 90 days. She probably, you know, it's not like she's filming a thing and then the check is in her account next week, the next week. Like, those things take time sometimes. But yeah, I mean, like, I get it. And I also can understand if you now are like, okay, now I'm making in some serious money. I'm not going to fuck myself over again. I'm not leaving right. this house unless I can get another house in cash. You know what I mean?
And I don't think that people are like, not people aren't understanding that I'm like, okay, I have a mortgage. Someone who has a mortgage and we are in very different financial times like than we were when they bought their home. Mm-hmm. They will never get that interest rate again.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Like they will never, like, this was their opportunity. Like Tom Sandoval, like when he's just like, he wants to stay in that house because he probably will never get a house again.
Right.
Like he'll never be able to afford that. Like,
yeah, they're now twice as much work.
And people, it's the same people who are like pretending to be like Susie Orman and like these financial experts, right? Are the same people like, why can't she just go get an apartment somewhere? So you want her to pay rent and a mortgage?
Right.
That doesn't sound financially smart.
Right. It's wild. It's so wild to me. So the guys
also, like, why can't I just be petty? You cheated on me for months. Why can't I just be like, even if it was like, I was going to stood to make so much money on this house. Let's say the interest rate was at 0%. Let's just say I just don't want you to have the house. Why is she not allowed to do that?
Well, I mean, if this were anybody in your life, y'all would be saying the same thing, is that the person who cheats, the person who fucked up is the one who should leave.
That part.
Doesn't matter if the other person is in a better financial standing with them. You fucked up the relationship. You have to go. You didn't, if you wanted to keep this house, you shouldn't have ruined it. So, you know.
Look at Lindsay and Carl. Carl is still paying rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lindsay was like, it's not my problem. We signed the lease a month before he chose to break up. We re-signed our lease a month before he chose to break up with me. He's still paying the rent.
Yep. He should have considered that before he ruined it, before he ended our relationship. I won't say he ruined it before he ended the relationship. but so yeah. I mean, so the guys go to their like little suit and tie steak night. And I wrote in my notes that James looks good, but I think it was mostly the glasses. He looked like he was about to cross the bridge from Selma to Montgomery. Like, what's going on here? It's given Paul Newman walking with Martin Luther King. Like, what's going on?
Did you watch Chemistry on Apple TV by any chance?
No. Was it good?
Oh, it's really good. You should check that out. It's actually really good. Nobody ever talks about it. I don't know. Apple TV, like, they refuse to promote any of their shows. I don't understand what that's about. But there is something, like, when you said that, there's a vision that, like, popped up in my head from Chemistry.
I'll have to check it out. So Tom starts talking about Rachel, and then he kind of stops and was like, oh, you know, like, it's a little bit weird to talk about her with James. And James is like, no, he gives him the go ahead. So basically he just starts, you know, his campaign about how he's a victim to Rachel. He's been checking his phone every night. He's alone, you know, like, he's trying so hard looking at his phone, and yet she's giving him nothing for him. So Schwartz tells Tom, you need to just start dating. But then Towns is in a confessional like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to date. Like, it's been 15 years, but, you know, I think maybe I just want female energy in my life. Yeah, like, you want somebody who looks at you adoringly like Billy Lee. You want fans.
Yeah.
Exactly. You want people that you maybe don't have to pay. And you're not there yet at this point.
Which is literally, like, let's be honest, like, that. I feel like that's why most people have children.
Mm.
Right? Like,
are you saying something?
I'm not, but I will say, like, no, because Kamsi puts me in my place. Like, okay, my oldest daughter, she's a fan when she wants to be, but she also puts me in my place. But I do feel like that's what most people, like, why most either men have children or men specifically either have children or they date children. And by date children, I mean women over 18, obviously, who are just like really young to stroke their ego.
Fully. Fully. That's why Schwartz is dating that girl who just graduated from college.
But she's 24. That's insane.
Literally. Could be his kid. But anyway, so back to the girls. Lala's like, okay, well, you realize the guys are all hanging out tonight. You know, this is just like a quick trip to them all being buddy-buddy together. So Ariana's like, well, listen, I think, well, they were talking about how like James feels guilty or he feels some type of way. And Ariana's like, yeah, he probably feels guilty because he feels like he's betraying himself. And Lala goes, no, he's also upset about potentially losing your friendship. Allie tells them, I think it's probably both. Like, there is a layer of, oh, I'm Ariana's friend, but also that was the dude that fucked his fiance, right? So Ariana says, yeah, and that was something that really mattered a lot to James until like 2 seconds ago. So it probably still is a factor for him. And Lala goes, no, but that's what time does. Like, it heals, it passes. That's when the healing really begins, right? So
then, again, aren't we at like 4 months out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So sorry, five. Because remember, okay. So let's take 4 more weeks into it. So then Lala's like, Ariana, you're always gonna feel differently, and I get that because you were directly affected by it. And Ariana's like, listen, I don't care what James does. Like, it just doesn't seem like something that he really wants to do. So, you know, it doesn't seem real to him. So then Lala tries to rope Ariana into like trying to expose the fact, like, oh, so Ariana, are you saying that, hold on 1 second, Ren, excuse me, sir. Thank you. So what are we going? So she tries to like get her to talk about like, hey, Ariana, are you saying officially that you're not going to have a relationship with James if he maintains a relationship with Sandoval? And this is what's so crazy is that they keep trying to be like, this is shocking, brand new information when she told y'all this 5 months ago. And now you guys are acting like, oh, if I get her to say it again, she's somehow, you know what I mean? Like, it's just driving me, like, y'all keep asking her and expecting her to change the answer because you want the answer that's most convenient to you to come out of her mouth. And when
they just wanted her to say something that would make her look bad. Like, they were trying to get a fight.
That too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just like, I don't know why y'all keep asking her these same questions and hoping for her to answer differently. It just really doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It's infuriating. Like, this last scene, like, it just was so, are you guys okay? Like, Lala was trying so hard. Like, she was trying so hard. But it's like, Lala keeps coming at Ariana with this, like, comfort, like, where it's almost to the point where, like, she's so, like, the anger, like, you're foaming at the mouth. You're literally foaming at the mouth.
Right. And she keeps, like, you're saying, like, oh, I get it, but, like, and she tries to do this like I'm actually looking out for you, Ariana, because I know what it feels like to, you know, be betrayed, and I understand this level of betrayal, and I don't want you to go down this road that I have, and I don't want you to get so invested in other people. And Ariana's like, I'm not.
Right.
So that's a you problem, Lala. Like, she keeps putting her shit with the Mucinex booger on everybody else, and everybody else has to just take it. And then she has to like put her story on Ariana and be like, I know how you feel, girl, because I've been down this road. And Ariana has to be like, I actually don't feel that way because we have very different situations. And again, the only other adult in the room, Katie, has to be like, you've done this before, Lala. You know, Ariana said her stance is not going to change. Just like last year, when you found out Schwartz was playing pickleball with your baby daddy, you were like, oh, having everybody come on the roof like you guys were in fucking Sopranos and being like, if you ever talk to that man, I'll never speak to you again. I'll throw you off this fucking roof and feed you the fishes. Okay. And this was a really big problem for you. So why do you want to apply your situation to everybody else's situation? Like, what is that for? So then who starts getting heated? Lala.
Right.
The one who was like, Ariana, you need to really calm down. And Ariana's like, I'm literally sitting here having a Cabernet. Like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
So like, then, has it raised her voice once, been so chill, not giving anybody what they want?
Right. So then Lala says something that I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by this? She goes, you know, if I want to apply my situation into the reality, nobody's going to like what I have to say. What does that mean?
Right. Like, basically, she's trying to say her shit is more important. And like, she's like, I have a child. And again, okay, decisions that you made.
Right. Exactly. Like, you're in a fucked up situation. That sucks. So is Ariana. She's allowed to be upset about her situation. Yours is not more important because of anything. Like, y'all both had situations that happened, whatever. Like,
it's also like, okay, when Randall was in bed, like in bed with you complaining about his, he already had children, you've already seen the way that he has gone through a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there with you talking shit on Amber and trying to take the kids from Amber, and you were like, yeah, sitting in the bed with him snickering and giggling, not knowing it's about to be you.
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson learned. And that's something that she needs to focus on rather than trying to change Ariana's behavior through the lens of what happened with her and Randall. What are we even talking about here? So after that, Katie is like, oh, I'm so scared of you, Lala. And Lala goes, don't fucking do that. And Katie says, well, say it with your whole chest. Like, let's go. And so then Lala starts pointing her little white nails at her and is like, oh, don't fucking talk to me. Like, you don't want to do this with me. Disengage. Do you know how hard I would have laughed if Lala told me to disengage?
Right. Especially because it's like, you're the one that's getting upset and you're like, you're scared of Katie.
Hello? Like, do it. Do it. I would be like, name them, son. Do it. Do it, girl.
I think it's interesting also that they're both from Utah.
Right. 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 Oh, God. I would have been like, please, please engage. I want to see what your engagement looks like, Lauren. Please. Let's do it. Do it.
No, she's forever a hold me back. You know, right. Like, it's never going to be any, it's always going to be like, because y'all don't want to see me pop off.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, pop off. Do it. Do it.
Do you want to get popped? Remember when she threatened to
come
pop?
Come on, Tupac reincarnated. Come on.
She threatened us. To pop. Oh my gosh. It's too funny. Oh my God. So, Ariana's like trying to calm everybody down and being like, listen, I feel like what Katie's trying to say is that like it's worse for me. And she's like, yeah, it is, you know. And Lala's like, you know, I live with this every day. And then she pretends, frankly, in a confessional, like, oh, you know, like, I know how this has affected me and I don't want Ariana going down that road. Okay, why are you screaming at her then?
Exactly.
Like, If this is such a concern for you that she go down the path that you did, then I don't know. Maybe stop walking that path would be the first problem. And also, like, meet her in a gentler way than this bullshit.
And this is what's so frustrating about it is that I'm like, you guys are not smart.
At
You're
all.
like, you're not playing this well. We do not like, no, nobody's watching this and they're like, they're such good friends to Ariana.
Some people are, though, Chai.
Are they really?
Yes. 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 I had somebody in my mentions tell me that I was ignorant for saying, for disagreeing, that Ariana emotionally blackmails people.
Oh my, like, okay, so those people just like hate women. Is the what I'm like, I can't even wrap my head around that because I don't know how you see this and you're not seeing Sheena crying about Dancing with the Stars and doing all this and Lala egging her on, like, and you don't think that this is ridiculous behavior.
And
That
to
you
go back
think the
to my
person who
earlier
was cheated
point.
on should be the audience for like the people who are just like, I want to be friends with him, like. Like, nobody's even telling Sheena that she can't have her stupid fucking feelings, okay? Like, we know you're an idiot and you're gonna feel dumb shit. Like, no one's even telling you can't feel that. We're just like, Ariana's not the audience for it.
Tell it to your man. Tell it to your husband. Tell it to Summer Moon. Tell it to your mama. Tell it to the girl with the pink hair that's going to make out with Schwartz and Katie eventually. Annie, tell it to your sister. Why do you need to
It's
tell
literally the ins
Ariana?
Like the need for them, Lala and Sheena, to paint this picture that Ariana needs to be supportive of Sheena as she goes through this difficult time is asinine. Like,
Wild. Wild. So, yeah, Katie is so right. She's like, Lala, everything that happens in your life is always bigger and worse than everybody else. And
yep.
Lala's like, are you crazy? Like, you're making me have to go on defense mode. I don't want to do that. So, like, why are you bringing that out on me? I haven't done a damn thing to you. And Katie's like, you're a bit much. And Lala's like, okay, well, you're a bit much all the fucking time. So, Allie says in a confessional the funniest thing. You know, I wish we could all just get along. Like, if we understood each other's birth charts, we'd all get each other more.
Oh, she's gonna sell her little business. How much are her readings now? I
Girl.
like $200 a per like she's gonna sell her little business.
So then Lala, classic Lala, like apologizes, you know, this is how I am, and like tries to make a joke out of it and is like throwing her little birth chart at Ariana's like, see, it's in my birth chart that this is how I am. Ha ha ha.
And what I
Okay.
loved is Katie was sitting there not having it still.
Good. Stank face. And she
Really
needs
want to know what their fight was about.
right?
I feel like it's probably something to have to do with Sheena.
I bet it was something so stupid and something that like Katie didn't do, but it was something that Lala perceived and decided to be upset about it. And Katie probably was like, I'm not going to indulge you
It's
in this.
gonna be something where like Lala was like, you don't understand because you're not a mother.
Probably.
I'm
Probably.
so sure of it.
Oh my God. Yeah, Katie is really ending this episode looking like ain't shit cute about what you're doing right now, Lala.
And I loved it.
At all. Do you have any other thoughts from the episode?
Oh God, I hate Sheena. I'm just gonna keep like she pissed me off. Like she made me so angry, so angry. And okay, so did you watch What Happens Live afterwards?
I briefly.
Okay, first off, John Oliver, a star.
Replace him. Replace Michael Rappaport with John Early. Not yeah.
And I know
Replace.
that's another reason why Lala is jealous. Okay, Ariana got John Oliver and Lala got Michael Rappaport.
She should be mad about that. She got the man who she deserves. They both did.
Right. And I love that John Oliver, like Ariana was still being so gracious, so kind, still so like, I didn't really know that they were saying all these things behind my back, which like, I don't know why I started to cry.
Yeah, I
When
mean, it's
she
really
just,
tough.
like her being like, I just didn't know that they were saying all these things. And I'm just like, like Sheena's in a campaign to bury Ariana. Literally
Still, to
double.
this day.
in going back on show? Everything that she said, going back on everything. Now it's, oh, their relationship had been bad for so long, right? Is this right. idea that Ariana should have seen it coming, right? The idea that Tom had just been stuck in this awful relationship. Like, she's really, like, on some BS. Like,
wild, dude.
And I really don't know how Ariana watches all this and continues a friendship with Sheena.
Dude, if I were her, I would wait until that reunion, wait until you saw the whole season, and just like, okay, just let it out. I mean,
I want it to be like a baddies reunion. I want Ariana to show up in sneakers, wear her hair tied.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm so mad at Sheena. Like, this is so, because there's so many ways that, like, a lot of people are like, okay, I understand that they're on a TV show, right? Like, you have to keep things going. Like, you can't totally ice Tom out, right? He has to film.
Yeah.
Right. But there are ways that you did not have, it's so, like, you could have leaned into the pro Tom of it all and not the anti Ariana. Like, I don't understand, like, the, why she's decided to be so hard on Ariana and all her confessionals. I'm like, what did Ariana do to you?
I honestly, like, I'm wondering if the theories are true that Lala and Sheena, like, saw this negative reaction and were like, okay, we need to kind of prepare for how the audience is going to react to Ariana this season. And so we want to be on what we think is going to be the right side of history. Obviously, they flopped on that.
Flopping so hard.
And the thing that I don't get is that Tom has done not a single thing to redeem himself. He's still screaming at y'all and acting the fucking coconut. So, like, what is it that you guys are even trying to run to?
And this is what I'm saying is that, like, where it's so stupid is the fact that I'm like, whatever plan Sheena and Lala had, and Lisa Vanderpump, like, they should have let Tom in on those meetings. Like, he should have been involved in the strategy meetings when you guys were like, okay, we're going to say she's made over $1 million doing this. We're going to say that, like, he needed to be, like, doing some, moving towards something with you guys.
Right.
Right? Like, on the other end, he should be apologetic. He should be doing, like, literally should have said, maybe said you never punched Raquel or Rachel, whatever we're calling her now.
Right. And like, Lala, you were just screaming at this man and the last day of y'all's trip because you were looking for an apology, which I don't really think you necessarily needed, but whatever. That's another story for another day. But you were like, you saw in this man's eyes that there was still a degree of he does not get it, nor feel any sort of contrition or sadness for what he did. And yet now you're like, raising the flag for Sheena to be friends with him for what? Like, yeah, you're right. Like, it is giving less we want to be friends with Tom and more we want to stick it to Ariana for whatever reason. It's very weird.
Like, Ariana's doing fine. Everyone keeps talking about how much, like, where it's like, what did you guys want her to die? Like, I don't understand.
Right. Like, is she supposed to walk around wearing all black and, like, being on a fainting couch? Like,
like, we opened the season with Tom coming back from doing a TV show. Okay. Yeah. But it's like everyone is doing fine on this show. Everyone is making money. Everyone involved.
Right.
Right.
He gets to go on a Fox show. He gets to go on a tour. And all he gets to see is like, it looked like I was having fun, but I wasn't. And then everybody's like, oh, okay, it's Tom. Okay, cool.
Because quite as a skip, Tom is, he still did, he made out better than Lala and Sheena did. Where's your show? You guys didn't get invited to anything?
Well, that goes back to Dancing with the Stars, doesn't it? Full circle. Oh my gosh. Well,
like, they could have been in that little astronaut, like, pretending to be on Mars with Schwartz.
Yep. They didn't even get the call for, like, family therapy. They can't do family therapy with Dr. Jen.
Like, that would have been so great for Lala and her. Like, she could have had her brother and her sister and her mom.
Mm-hmm. Sheena and Brock and Erica, Sheena's mom. Get them all in there.
Brock, his ex-wife.
No, and okay, bye, John. He has a scene.
Winter.
Summer versus winter. Oh my God. You're going to get me in trouble. So we're going to finish this. Tell everybody where they can find you.
I am Fly Chai on everything. My podcast comes back next month. Oh God, what is it called? Y'all Aren't Mad Enough. Oh my gosh.
Good, because the girls are coming to me being like, I miss her podcast. Where is so good?
We're coming back. My co-host, he's come back from his like hiatus trip in Asia. He's back. So
love it.
Next month we'll be back. Follow me on TikTok. I'm really trying to make something shake over there while we still have it.
Before it gets shut down. All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk soon. Oh, okay. All right.